Today, I'm talking to Pete Frost. You are the author of two books, one called Uncle Chris's Crafty Collection of Short Stories, which has been published last November. And you've gone on to write a second book, Uncle Chris's Second Collection of Crafty Short Stories. This is due to be published in January. Let's talk about the content of the books without giving too much away and why you started writing.
There are two books, as you mentioned, and they are both a collection of 15 to 20 mystery short stories, and each of them has a twist. And the challenge for the reader is to get the twist before the twist gets them. So this is, I think this is great for readers. World Book Day told us only a month or two ago that we all have very little time to read a book in one go. So why not just pick up a book and in 15 to 20 minutes, you can read a story and have a bit of fun. And you don't have to spend weeks and weeks getting through the whole book. It's great for those who are commuters or those who don't have a very good concentration span, particularly for people with ADHD. And my two children suffer from that, so it's great for them. So those who find it difficult to concentrate, in 10 minutes you can have a great story where you can figure out what the twist is for the story. And while you're doing it, the money that comes to me goes directly to Ukraine. So you're doing somebody and some country a great favor. So have a bit of enjoyment doing that.
That's super. Right, you're raising money for Ukraine, right, via World Vision. How did this idea evolve and how did you get involved in money for Ukraine?
Well, I work with a lady who is from the Ukraine and obviously left 2 or 3 years ago to come over here. And she saw a couple of the stories that I was just writing in my own spare time, and she loved them and got fooled by the stories. She didn't get the twist, so she loved them. And she said, "You should publish these. These are great." And I said, "Well, I have a few more that I've written." And then when I went home that night, I thought, "Well, why not? That's a great idea." And I did say to her, if I did, I'd send the money to Ukraine. So I thought, well, why not do it? And so I wrote a few more and then sent them off to a publisher who said they would publish them for me. And that's exactly what we've done. Published two books, got some stories, and the money that's coming through is going to Ukraine. And so far, we have raised £1,000, and the target is to get to £5,000 with the help of your listeners.
Yeah. What, how long did it take you to raise £1,000, and what was your target for raising the £5,000?
Well, I launched the both books at the start of the year, so it's been about 6 months to raise £1,000, which is great, and we've got some great help from newspapers and such like, and that's been great. And I hope with the help of other people, and my publishers has offered to do an audio book, so that should help as well. And slowly the word's getting out that there's a nice book, nice comfortable book for people to read some nice cozy mysteries and have some fun with, and at the same time create money for Ukraine. And I'm hoping that by the end of the year, with all that's happening, could get to £5,000 with the help of your listeners.
The money is also going to Ukraine for the children in Ukraine, isn't it? It's not just general Ukraine funds. It is actually going towards children. Will it go towards helping children in schools? How's it going to work?
Well, it's specifically for children. So World Vision's aim is to help children worldwide, and I've already sponsored a child in Africa through them for 30 years, and that's my link with World Vision. And of course, with the war in Ukraine, for the last 2 years, they've been helping Ukraine children. So I have a contact there and said that this is what I'm trying to do to raise money specifically for Ukraine. So they said, yes, we'll support you. And they've put a feature on their website for me. So when the money comes to me from the publisher, I send it straight to Ukraine so that they can help Ukraine children.
And will the Ukraine children actually see your book themselves? Will there be maybe a translation of it available so they can see your stories or read your stories themselves?
Well, my friend at work has been doing exactly that. She's obviously has a community of Ukraine people in Windsor and London and that kind of environment. So she's been doing that for me as well, in terms of reading stories and done the odd translation, but certainly sending books to people who she feels might like to read them.
Yeah, we as a radio station have several charities in our area in Teddington and the like who get involved with Ukraine by sending ambulances to Ukraine, medical supplies. So this is a story that's actually very close to our hearts, anything to do with helping out Ukraine. So it's good that you're going to do that. How can people find your books? I presume Amazon. Are they available in high street bookstores, for example?
Well, it's nice and easy. The book's called Uncle Chris's Collection of Crafty Short Stories. And all they have to do is to type in Amazon or Waterstones online, type in my name, P. Frost, and it's the first thing that comes up. So if you forget it's Uncle Chris, just type in my name, P. Frost, and it's the first thing that comes up for Amazon or Waterstones. And you can do that online. I've been going into Waterstones to ask if they will tangibly put the books on stock so that you can go in and do it on in person. And I've had success in Windsor Waterstones. I've just been into London asking the big ones in Piccadilly and the rest of them if they would. So hopefully that will happen at some stage. But for the moment, you can buy them online in paperback and ebook, and there will soon be an audio for them as well in the next few months. So that's the way to do it. Just type in Uncle Chris. Or type in my name, P. Frost, and it will come up straight away.
So with the Waterstones supplying of them, do you actually have to approach each individual Waterstone store?
Well, I'm hoping that Piccadilly is the biggest Waterstone store in the country, that will set the precedent, as it were. But yes, you do really have to contact each one. But if I can say I've got into Piccadilly, then it should be a lot easier to get into the rest of them. That's just the way that the publisher works. They publish the book for you, and you have to do your sales and marketing for yourself, which is quite a new thing for me. That's what I'm trying to do.
So that's interesting. You actually have to do your own sales and marketing. So that is going into Waterstones, showing them their book, and saying, "Look, will you put this on your shelves?"
Yes, that's right. And that's why I've started locally with newspapers and various magazines across the country, and I've got some nice features there. And that's why we've already made some money so far. That's been great. But of course, if I can get into Waterstones tangibly, so you can walk into a bookshop and get them, that would be great. But at the very least, you can at least do it online at Amazon in the comfort of your home, and or online at Waterstones if you prefer Waterstones. So that's possible.
Yeah, it is nice to walk into a bookshop and actually pick up a book and see the pages, isn't it?
It is nice, and I did go into the Waterstones bookshop and saw it there, so it's quite nice to see it there. And if we can get them in all the other big ones as well, that would be great.
Well, good luck with that. Just a one-liner from you. Why should people buy your book?
Well, as well as generating money for charity, why not get something out of it? So why not buy a book for £10? Have some fun with the book. Get 15 or 20 stories, which you can read in 15 to 20 minutes, with a little twist. See if you can get the twist. A lot of people saying they can get about six of them out of the 15. So let's see if you can get the twist before the twist gets you. Have some fun, and then have a nice, pleasant feeling that you've helped Ukraine children.
Pete, thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie. I wish you every success and do let us know how you get on. And I wish you future success as an author. Now you've broken the back of two books. Are you thinking of a third?
I'm thinking of a third, and as soon as it comes out, I'm hoping it might do in the next few months, I shall let you know.
Please do so. And thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie.
Lovely. Thank you very much.